All right, folks. God bless you guys, and welcome to This Is It 4321. Christ's purpose was to make one new man from the two, thus making peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, right? He's also the Prince of Light. Who is the Prince of Darkness? Lucifer is the Prince of Darkness. It's fascinating. You got this one that's light, one that's darkness. Okay, guys, listen, let me tell you what I'm doing right now. A friend of mine brought up a very good point about trying to, people that have never seen Jonathan Kleck videos, if you were to come in at the wrong video, you'd just be like, okay, what the hell is going on? But, you know, for those of y'all that have been here for a while and, you know, you have a solid grasp of the understanding of the system that Jesus was talking about, in Matthew 16, upon this rock, I will build my church. Representing he would be the right side up foundation. Peter would be the upside down little rock that would have the key to be inverted to be put on the new building, you know, the new temple. And so the understanding of that, if you have that, it's easy to come into my videos and understand what's going on. But if you don't have some basic Jonathan Kleck video to get started with, then, man, it could be a real challenge. So I thought it would be a really great idea, very prayerfully done, by the way, very prayerfully done. Lord, help me do something for the people that have no idea what's going on, that and maybe never picked up a Bible and have no clue about any of this. And I heard so clearly in my spirit to show them my mission, show them my mission. What's Jesus' mission? Can anyone just, you know what it is? Instantly it went into my head. Isaiah 61, Luke 4, where Jesus himself says as he takes his ministry, he quotes from the book of Isaiah, this is what he's here to do. So it's going to be a super cool rollout. I've been messing with this for all day. Yesterday, my computer seems to be doing all right now. Of course, we'll see where that goes. Anyway, but while I was doing this, okay, while I was getting this ready for you guys, I went a little further on some scripture that I don't usually break down, and I don't really get into the meat of it sometimes. And the Lord led me to something I have to give to y'all, not the people that are new, the people that have been around and have seen what's going on. You know, every time I do this, Christ's purpose was to make one new man from the two. The people that know what that is and you're in a full understanding of 100% nylon doesn't mean a thing, but when you invert it, 100% no line means everything. Okay, so let me give you guys what the Lord showed me today. This is so amazingly cool. Watch this. So as I was getting these scriptures out, so let me show you the way this kind of unrolled. So I was getting out Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Okay. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek, he has sent me. See, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Okay, usually in the stuff that I'm doing, that's where I kind of put the brakes on and I take that and then I go to the spiritual gifting that the Lord's shown me so I can make that scripture come alive by using the gift that the Lord's given me to show how we are bound to this other serpent race. And that's the premise for this video for the newbies. Okay. And as I was doing this, the Lord had me go a little further and that's where we're going to go right now. And I'm going to share that with you. Okay. So get your Bibles out, get Isaiah 61 up, and then get out Luke 4. And in Luke 4, some super fascinating things happened as well. And we're going to go over Luke 4, which is the New Testament. Isaiah 61 is Isaiah prophesying the coming of the Messiah. And he was one of God's greatest prophets. Isaiah, you know, and Jeremiah and the great prophets of the past told us what was going to happen when the Messiah got here. And so when Jesus was here, he actually opened the book of Isaiah and he read this exact passage to the people in the synagogue as he was beginning his public ministry, coming out as the fulfillment of that exact scripture. So can you imagine? Here's the Messiah. He opens up the book of Isaiah. He reads that Isaiah 61 that I just showed you. And then he says, today in your hearing, the scriptures are fulfilled. I mean, can you imagine the look on everyone's face? Like, what did he just say? It's like, yeah. And then they wanted to kill him. So anyway, so this is just going to be a whole lot of fun for you guys that already know about the right side up, upside down paradigm. You're already on the rock. You already know what it is. This is going to be so edifying for you guys. Okay. And then this will give me a good intro into what I'm going to do for the people that don't know anything, because it's critical to understand Jesus. Well, what's his goal? What is Jesus' goal? What did he say his goal was? Well, it's right here in the Bible. He literally stands up and says, this is what I'm doing, and tells you what his goal is. So we're going to do that right now, but I'm going to show you the other stuff that rolled out. Okay, here we go. I'll try and calm down a little bit if I can. It's so crazy. All right, here we go. So right now what I'd like to do to start with is I put Isaiah 61 up on your screen as a photo image, and we're going to open up eSort and we're going to break down some of these words. But I want you to look just down here at the bottom. You see the Van Halen album? I put some images so we can tie the scriptures together to the real world, because the world is an idol maker. The world, from Genesis 1, let us make man in our image. The word image is idol. Let us make man in our representative figure, especially an idol. That's what the word image means. I literally just quoted it for you. For those of y'all that have been here, you know. Okay, so here is one kid bound to another kid. This is a Van Halen album right here. So I'm taking a Van Halen album and I'm putting it right here on the scripture that I took a screenshot of, and I put the Van Halen album to make this real for you, to show you that this scripture, Isaiah 61, manifests right here on a Van Halen album. Let me show you another one, because this is just a good way of expressing it, I think. Here's another one. Here's this tattoo on this guy's back. And if you just pay attention, you look right here where I'm doing the little circle. That's the eye of a sheep. Here, look at the white part right here, and then the black around it. And then here's the ear of the sheep going down in white. And then here's the very obvious, if you look right here, here's the bottom of the chin, and here's the nose. You can tell that is absolutely the nose of like a quadruped, a horse, a sheep. And then here's the eye right here. And as I shrink it down, you can see that this is a sheep. The whole thing really makes a sheep, the whole thing. But right down here, I've colored it so you can see, obviously, here is a demonic figure right here. There's the eye, the nose, the mouth. And that also becomes a scrotum and a male penis. And there's a demon and an angel yoked together. And what's fascinating is the demon, you can only see the one eye. That's the one eye symbology. And look at the angel, how he's just trying to get out. He's been trapped. So see, this image right here is exactly the same as the Van Halen image. There's one that looks like all calm, and then the other one's like, get me out of here. Same exact symbology. Isn't that fascinating? Because you're going to see the scriptures come alive. And I'm going to show you something that I've never seen before in the scriptures. And I was just like, it's so exciting, guys. It's like, yeah, there it is. Oh my gosh, there it is. While other people are doing channels where all they do is accuse people. Did you know Satan's called the accuser of the brethren? And I've gone and, you know, I've looked at other channels, and I'm not specifically talking about one that is beyond pathetic, but there's many of them. And all their goal is to accuse over and over and over and over and over. It's like they've got, like, beavers build dams. That's what beavers do. Satanic children All they do is accuse. Oh, he's a liar. I've seen. They never state what it is, but and they come up with creative editing stuff, which some of it's pretty funny, but it's their ticket to the pit. So anyway, so check this out. Look right here. You see the angel just like in a horrible way. And then here's the demon wearing like a hoodie, like a cloak. And then look right down here. You can see the eye of the devil and the horn and the nose. So anyway, I took that image and I put it right here on the scripture that says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And here's like a, here's a representative of one of those captives. See, he's captive. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Okay, well, what's the, I'm going to show you what the prison is. It's your, the host body to them that are bound. Who's bound right here? The angel. He obviously doesn't want to be. He's like, he's in a trap. He's been yoked together with this demonic presence. Okay, so there is a perfect representation in this entire back tattoo that this guy has, that the whole thing's a sheep. And then it's a demon wearing like a hoodie right here. And then it becomes a male scrotum and penis. And then it very obviously has the angel in absolute agony, trying to get away from that which he is attached to, right there. So, exactly. Now let's go look at that Van Halen one, that Van Halen image one more time, just to kind of solidify it. Okay, same scripture. The Lord hath anointed me to preach to good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives. Let me show you a captive right here. There's a captive. Liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to them that are bound. Okay, and right here, to them that are bound, right here, look what it says. To yoke or to hitch, by analogy, to fasten, in any sense to join. So, is this Van Halen image right here on their album cover? Is this one bound to this one? It's a yes or no answer. Well, yeah. Well, what's the inference of this seesaw? Well, the one maybe that was up here on the top has now slid down and has fallen and is bound to this one. See it? So that's the inference. Okay, now let's go back and let's do our Bible. You know what? One more picture. Just indulge me with a couple more pictures because I want you guys to solidify in your brain. Think about it. So here is an image of the Virgin. Well, this image right here, this dead sheep, right here is a dead sheep with its tongue sticking out. Y'all have seen it a million times now, but I'm going to stay with it because it's exactly the system. So here is the sheep, and around the sheep is an aura that's a rainbow. And from the original image, this is all a rainbow. And so the sheep's rainbow right here is this aura around, when you invert it, the Virgin. And the sheep has been attached to this because one is the Virgin right side up and one is the dead sheep upside down. But see, until you're inverted, you only see half of the picture. You only, if you see that image, all you, well, oh, look at this beautiful image of the Virgin. It's like, oh, okay. But you're only seeing half of it. You're not seeing what the whole picture is. The whole picture is the Virgin, but yeah, it's also a dead sheep. Now you're seeing the whole picture. You get it? You're only seeing half the picture if you haven't turned it over and seen that it's a dead sheep. And that shows that we are the sheep and we're attached to this Virgin system, the female mother goddess system, which is parthenogenesis, which started the whole thing. See, so yoked or hitched together. Now, also, I want to show you this. You know, the night I got saved, I told you the Lord told me the very first words I ever heard from the Lord God, the creator of all things. The first time I heard his voice, I heard, Jonathan, read the tags and the clothes you're carrying. I'm like, okay. And that's, it was a very interesting moment in my life. And I looked at the ceiling, read the tags and the clothes. I'm going to throw them on the bed. First tag I read said 100% nylon. Doesn't make any sense. And I said, that doesn't make any sense, 100% nylon. Then I heard the Lord tell me, turn it upside down, the word nylon, because I was sounding it out going 100% turn it upside down. No lion. Right. So 100% nylon, when you turn it upside down, becomes the word, it becomes no lion. So if you want to know the 100% truth, then you got to see both sides of the equation. You get it? There's nylon and then there's no lion. Okay, there's a dead sheep and there's the virgin. You got it? Okay, so that's the understanding. That's what being on the rock is. Knowing that there's two sides to the equation. Jesus is the foundation, and upon this rock, I will build my church. Jesus is the foundation. Peter was the little rock, Petros, and he had the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Ready? There it is. That's being on the rock. You know that there's Jesus is the foundation, which is up. You're upside down, and you got to get turned up, and your eyes become single. That's understanding Matthew 16. There it is. Now, okay, now let's get into... This is for those of y'all that have been around for a while. This is just going to bless you so much. And like I said, my whole thing tonight is I want to do this video for the people that are rookies and they don't know anything about this ministry whatsoever. I want to make it super easy. And the Lord gave me a really cool plan, but he's also going to bless the people that have been coming here for a while. Okay, here we go. Okay, so as a quick reminder, you guys remember the clothing brand called 400 by YG the Rapper, where they're mocking all the angels that are trapped in a twin system? Even his logo, 400, is a twin. So there's the number 4, and if you read it from down to up, it's 100, 400. But you're only seeing half of it if you don't read it the other way. D-N-I-N-U-H, 100, 4, Denna, hunted for Denna. Say it in an Ebonics flair. Hunted for Denna. Yeah. And so he's one of the other race that's hunting angels for dinner. And they know it. They're codified. They know it. And I'll prove that here in a minute. Okay, here we go. So hunted for dinner, YG, and he has a brand of tennis shoes, and they're literally named Bait. See it? Bait. Go look them up. Bait. All of them say F you on the tongue, F you, pay me, lost angels on the heels, and 400 right there, and the number 400, the number 400, if you look it up in the Bible, it means food, meal, prey, to be prey for food. And so that would suggest that you got your shoes, you got your host body to wear your tennies now. So now you're hunted for dinner. And when it's all over, F you pay me. Because you got your host body and all the sins you committed in it. Now Satan gets your soul. Because he delivered on the host body. Lucifer said he could do it. If you joined him, he could give you this host body. You could be co-creators. And you took the bait. See, you got your host body. Took the bait. Got your shoes. And now you got to do whatever you wanted to do. And your host body, but too bad, now you're dead. Now he gets your soul, unless Jesus redeems you. That's why there is no other name under heaven whereby you can be saved. Okay, now let's go to Isaiah. Let's do it. Okay, here we go. So the spirit of who is upon me. So let's do this in a way where it just solidifies your understanding of this scripture. The spirit of who? Does it say the Lord God? The word Lord right there, it, because it's not all capital, is Hebrew word 136. It's Adonai. It means the Lord, used as a proper name of God only, my Lord. But the word God right here is all capital letters. And it's 3069, which is Yehovah. And it's Yehovah right here. See, Yehovah. And the only reason it's pronounced Yehovah right there, because the word Adonai is in front of it. And it's a pronunciation thing. So it sounds correct in the sentence. So the spirit of the Adonai Yehovah is upon me. Okay, now think about this. Who is saying these words? So Isaiah is prophesying. These are the very words that Jesus is going to say when he arrives on the earth in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus is going to take his ministry after being tempted by the devil. He's going to come back from the desert with power. It says it. This is going to blow your mind, guys. He's going to come back from his temptations with power. Watch this. The spirit of who is upon me? The Lord God. The self-existing eternal Jehovah. Okay, let's go to Genesis 1 real quick. And let's do a comparison. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face. And the word face means as the part that turns, the face of the deep. And the spirit of God. See it right here? Let's look at the word spirit right here. I'm going to highlight it, this light green color, spirit. Let's look at that word. It's ruach. See it? Ruach, right here. The ruach of God moved upon the face of the waters. Look at the word God right here. It's Elohim. Say it out loud. The ruach Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And the word is mayim. And in this case, I guarantee you, it means semen, because the largest altar in the world is a bunch of angels. Elohim. Elohim are angels. That's what Elohim is. Magistrates, judges, angels. That's what the word Elohim means. But when you have a group of them and they're all codified as one unit, then it's a singular, but it's also plural. Many in one, like the back of your dollar bill, where it says e pluribus unum, many out of one. Okay, now watch. So right here in Genesis 1, and the spirit of God moved upon the face as the part that turns of the water, semen. Okay, what's the word there? It says Elohim. Wow. Let's go back to Isaiah 61 again, and we're just look right at that word right here. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face as the part that turns, and the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Okay, now let's go to Isaiah 61. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Does it say the spirit of Elohim is upon me? It's a yes or no answer. No, it doesn't. It says the spirit of the self-existent eternal Jehovah. Watch. There it is. Yehovah, and it's self-existent eternal Jehovah. So the spirit of the self-existent eternal Jehovah is upon me, because the Lord, and it's all capital, so it means the self-existent eternal Jehovah has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. The word captives means transported into captivity, to carry away, to lead away, to take captive. Okay, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Look at the word. So the word opening. Opening of the prison right here. I'm gonna enlarge it for you guys. There you go. See it right here? The opening of the prison. So let's look at that word right there. It says redoubled opening of a dungeon. So the opening of the dungeon is the redoubling. Of what? Of you. What? The redoubling. Opening of a dungeon. And then it says salvation from sin. And then it shows you to open, because it said redoubling, the opening, the senses, especially the eyes, to be observant, to open the eyes. So in order to have your dungeon, which is your host body, opened, so you're free, you're no longer a slave inside of a body, and you don't know what the hell's going on. Well, when you get turned up and your eyes become redoubled, that's why the virgin is not just the virgin. The virgin is the virgin and a dead sheep, just like I showed you. So check it out. Watch. Let's just look at it real quick, because it's super important. One moment. Okay, so before my eyes were redoubled, all that image was the virgin. It was only the virgin. It was just the virgin. It was nothing but the virgin. It was just an image of the virgin. But once I got saved, the Lord told me to turn it upside down. Oh, just like he did, told me my tags. Read the tags in the clothes you're carrying. 100% nylon. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I've lost my mind. Some source is telling me this. And then he said, turn it upside down. 100% no lying. Now I know the 100% truth. Before, I was only getting 50% of the understanding because all I saw was an image of the Virgin. But now the Virgin is not just the Virgin. It's the Virgin and it becomes a dead sheep. Why the hell is it a dead sheep? So that was the big thing to figure out, like, what the hell is going on? Why would it be a dead sheep? What's going on? Right? That should provoke you to thought. Okay, well, the rainbow around it kind of gives a lot of it away because the Virgin is hunting angels. The twin female system is hunting angels through the host body system to get their light because they're light beings and Lucifer wants their souls. That's why. Okay, that's why I can show you all these images that pertain to even my life. There's a statue of downtown Grand Junction where it's a guy hugging a girl, which is absolutely no different than me and my girlfriend sitting there giving each other a hug. And then that statue of Grand Junction, if you just pay attention, it's a serpent choking out a sheep. Here's the sheep's eye, nostril, mouth, ear. Okay, well, that picture of the girl hugging the guy becomes a serpent killing a sheep. And then the very same image of me hugging my girlfriend, she gives me a greeting card that is a serpent, and you can see it coming right up here with its eye being right here and this being the open mouth. You can't see the sheep right here until you rotate the picture to the side, and then you can see, wait a minute, the serpent right here, there's the eye of the serpent, is eating the sheep that's right here. There's the eye of the sheep. There's the nose of the sheep. There's the... So, see, to be observant, the opening of your eyes. You get it? So that proves that I've been converted, that I've been redoubled. That proves that I've received salvation. And then I have, you know, all the crazy lunatics. You know, the clock doesn't exist in truth anymore. No, you little witches got caught. That's what happened. And there you go. So now watch. Okay, now let's go back to the scriptures with what we have. Ready? Okay, so Jesus's ministry was going to be this, as prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Liberty means freedom, to clear your record to the captives, those that were carried away captive, transported into captivity. The opening of prison, I just showed it to you. It says the redoubling. See it? Redoubled opening. To open the eyes. Right here. I'm going to change the eyes right here to a little bit different color. I'll do it this light green. To open the senses, especially the eyes, to be observant. Oh, you mean like noticing that my girlfriend gave me a card with a dead sheep being eaten by a serpent, which just happens to be the largest church in the world is a serpent. And it's also eating a sheep. It's probably no big deal. Okay, now, ready? The opening of prisons to them that are bound. Let's look at the word bound. To yoke or hitch together, to fasten in any sense, to join in battle. Okay, so that's why the gift that the Lord God gave me is so important. Let's take a look at that gift one more time. Let's take a look at the manifestation of that gift. Watch right here. So here we go. Sorry, guys, I'm having a little bit of trouble with this mouse. Here we go. To them that are bound. There it is. Let's look at that. There you go. To yoke or hitch together. So Van Halen obviously serves them, don't they? So Van Halen is obviously being run by the Angel of the Bottomless Pit. How could they have that as an album cover? Either they work for him, or they're just a slave still. One or the other. There it is. They're fastened together. See, to fasten in any sense, to join together in battle. But I would surmise that probably Van Halen and the gang just by Beavers Build Dams would be easy to assess that these guys are probably sold out. I don't want to, you know, bear any false witness, but I would surmise that that would probably be the case. Now, the same thing holds true for, let me show you this. Here is a guy with a tattoo right here. See, this is the guy's ear, and here's an angel that's above and a demon that's beneath. And what are they both doing? They're both talking into his ear. Two different sources telling you what to do in your host body. That's what life is until you get converted. Then your eyes become single, you become one in Christ, and your record against you is disannulled. Okay, now we've set this up. Ready? There it is. Same exact thing, same scripture. The opening of prisons to them that are bound. And look right here. Here's this guy with the tattoo of an angel talking into one ear and a demon. So we're taking the spiritual gift and being observant, and we're putting it right here with this scripture to show how obvious it really is. So then it's like, well, where are we? We're somewhere where we got carried away captive. It's called the earth. Okay, now look, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the self-existent eternal Jehovah, and the day of vengeance of our God. Well, this is pretty important to me. It says revenge, and it says to avenge, to take vengeance on, and to comfort all that mourn. Now listen, I myself have no intention of taking any vengeance on anybody, because the Lord himself is going to do it. The Lord himself will take vengeance in a way that we could never even imagine, and it will be a poetic vengeance, I guarantee it. You see that V for vengeance right there? The Lord himself told me how the canopy that I would make, that I would jump in Grand Junction, and I was obedient, and I did what he said, and I made the canopy that he told me to make. Let me see right here. I'll pull it up and show it to you. That's actually landing in Grand Junction right there. V for vengeance. And it's right, same as this thing behind me, right side up and upside down. Because see, that's what he's taking vengeance on, is the right side up, upside down system. Who runs that system? The twin female. The twin female energy is what runs the V, that right side up, upside down system. It's a twin system. Get it? Right side up and upside down. Twin. Cleanse your hearts, you double-minded. Oh, yeah, because we're of two different minds. What kind? Reptilian and sheep. So you have to turn back to God with your whole heart. You have to admit you're guilty. Okay, now, here we go. So now we're really set up for this whole scripture thing. Ready? Everything's about doubles, have you noticed? It's this whole thing about twins. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Okay, now here we go. Okay, so as it is right now, we have a race of beings that's around us all the time. The Bible says your worst enemies will be members of your own household. Remember, I warned you. I've already experienced that. I already had my mom and my dad go to a courtroom and lie, right, told the judge, yes, I would lie in this courtroom to get custody of those kids to be raised Catholic. The only thing that made any sense was, how could my own mother be turning against me lying? For what reason would she do that? The only reason was Catholicism. That was the only reason. Because having my children raised Catholic was more important than the mother-son relationship, because I had been converted. Do you understand? That's the only thing. So if raising my kids or having my ex raise my children Catholic, if she could go to court and lie, which is lying is the language of the devil, that's okay as long as those kids would be raised Catholic. What's Catholic? Serpent. Double down. The whole building's a snake. The altar's a dead sheep. The corners of the canopy are the dragon. The corners of the canopy are locusts. So see, she's taken by that, my own mother. And so she's being manipulated by that spiritual force in order to achieve that force's goal for my children, because I had been converted in Christ, and that mother goddess system, that twin female evil energy, wants those kids as her own because they are her kids. Until you're reborn, you belong to this crap. Yeah, that's why we have to be bought. We have to be bought with blood. Now you know why we have to be bought with the blood of Christ. There's no other thing that can buy you out of this. Right? Now watch this. Ready? And they shall build the old waters. I'm sorry. And they shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of your alien shall be your plowmen. Wow. The sons of the alien shall be your plowmen. Fascinating. It looks like a complete reversal as it is like right now. Watch this. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord, the self-existent eternal Jehovah. Men shall call the ministers of our God. I'm sorry. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame, you shall have double. Now, that it's like, well, wait a minute. What's he saying here exactly? For your shame, ye shall have double. For your shame. Let's look at it. Shame. Specifically an idol. Oh, wow. Confusion. Greatly put to confusion an idol. Remember, let us make man in our imagery, in our image. What did it say? In our image. An idol. What's Babylon called? The land of confusion, mixed race. So see, we came into the land of confusion, the mixed race. Our body is the idol. For your shame, the feeling and condition as well as its cause by implication, specifically an idol. For your shame, the idol that you became. Confusion plus greatly put to shame, shameful thing. For your shame, you shall have double, a duplicate, a double. Do you understand? You'll be made whole by being duplicated. How many times have I done this? For your shame, your idol, instead of having that mixed race, yoked to another race, you'll have your double duplicate. It's right there. For your shame, the feeling and condition as well as its cause, which was because specifically an idol. Genesis 1, remember? Let us create man in our image. An idol, you shall have a duplicate, twofold, that is duplicate. Remember, twofold, folded eye together. That's why it says, if your eye be single, it says folded together, because your eye becomes a double and you're your own self again. You're not two different things. His purpose was to make one new man from the two. Because, see, there's two different things. But for your shame, which is this, your twin system, land of confusion, welcome to Babylon, you shall have double. And that's it. You'll be double. They shall rejoice in their portion, therefore in their land they shall possess, to occupy, by driving out previous tenants. Look at it. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. To occupy by driving out be driving out previous tenants. It's talking about who's the other tenant inside of you, the down one. So there's an up tenant and there's a down tenant. And when you drive out the down tenant, then you're doubled and you're what you're supposed to be. Do you get it? To occupy by driving out previous tenants, possessing their place. Okay, now, to seize, to inherit, to expel. Now watch this. You want to see something really crazy? Okay, I got to show you this painting. Okay. All right, hang on one sec, guys. Okay, check this out. This is so crazy. Okay, so watch this. So this painting in my art gallery, there's all these artists that would come by, and I had different artists come in, and we would be up painting and doing our artwork just nonstop. Day, you know, different artists would be in my gallery painting. If one artist wasn't there, another artist might be there, two or three at a time. And this went on all the time. People were producing art. And we had a really big warehouse area where different artists would have their own little corner and do their thing. And this one guy named Rudy Davila, he had a son named Marky. And Marky came by and he had this painting right here. And when Marky came by and had this painting, all the artists were like, oh my God, it's so great. And I was like, and so, you know, they're like, oh, it's incredible, man. It's super, oh, Marky, that's so great. And I was sitting there going like, you know, I mean, yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's, don't forget what she's doing. She's winking the eye, right? So when I wasn't saved yet, here, let me go like that. There you go. So I wasn't saved yet. And so I could not understand why these guys were ranting and raving. Oh my God, that's so great. I was just like, what is it? Me? I just don't, maybe, you know. But then after I get saved, right? So Marky, I bought this from Marky. Gave him a couple $100 for it, I think. And because I wanted to know what is the deal, and I wanted to help him out. He was Rudy's son. So I bought this from Marky. Let me show you why they thought it was so great. Because it's really Scream from Edward Von Munch. Right. Now, look at what's on your... That's an eye. That's an eye, and that's an eye. And then I studied it very closely, and I looked at the brush marks. The brush was put right there, and then the brush came this direction. Then the brush was put right there and came this direction. As an artist, to make an eye, you would do exactly that. You would put your brush here and go one way and then go the other way. To make a nipple, you wouldn't do that. You would start one place and you would continue your circle. You wouldn't start like at the corner of an eye and go one way and then go the other way. And as I started looking at it, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, let me show you this. Okay, I'll pull this up in a sec. So now it's easy to prove, like, while they're all standing around, oh, that's so great, man. I'm sitting there like, what? But I wasn't one of them. I was not one of them. But I was a slave to that race of beings. See, they're around us. They Jerusalem is surrounded, guys. Completely surrounded. We are Jerusalem. We are the new city of peace. Okay, watch this. Edward Von Munch Scream. Here we go. All right, so let's take a look. Let's look right there. Okay, now I'll just put this. I'll put it right here underneath it. You see Edward Von Munch Scream? Watch this. I'll move my thing right over here and just put it right next to it. You see it? There's Edward Von Munch Scream. Oh my gosh. So they love the painting because he was doing Edward Von Munch Scream upside down. See it? So yeah, so right here, and that's just the part under the girl that's winking. That's why those that wink the eye devise perverse things, they bring evil to pass. So here, right here, is Edward Von Munch Scream, and then right here is where Marky had done Edward Von Munch Scream. So he's doing like a famous painting, but he hid it upside down by using a girl winking her eye. That's why all the other artists were like, oh my God, it's great, dude. Oh, it's so wonderful. And I was just like, what? I don't get it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, let's go back to those scriptures again. So see, here we go. And here we go. Now let's read about your shame ye shall have double. For your shame ye shall have double. So for your shame, specifically the idol that you were, the confusion. Don't forget, Babylon's called the land of confusion. And that's where we were carried away to. Just like Jeremiah, it shows we were carried away to Babylon. That means all of us angels from carried away from heaven to the land of confusion, Babylon. Okay. And we became an idol. First, for your shame, you shall have double. You shall have a duplicate or a double. Uh-huh. So there you go. Twice as much. You shall have twice as much. See it? And for your confusion and reproach and shame, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, their land they shall possess to occupy, be driving out previous tenants, possessing in their place, to seize, to inherit, to expel. Okay, now let's see. For I, the Lord, watch this. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery. You know, those that take what isn't theirs and misuse it and then throw everybody out because they got caught. Yep. To consume, to exercise robbery, pluck off spoil. I hate robbery, and for burnt offerings, I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of, watch this, salvation. See it? Yasha, liberty. Yasha. Now remember when I showed you, look at this. He will clothe me with garments of salvation. I want you to look at this. Yasha, see it? To be open, to be safe. Okay, now get ready. I'm going to take you to 1 Corinthians 15:43. Ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43, I believe, maybe 45. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Now look right here at Adam. Ready? It says, Adam, the first man, typically of Jesus, man as his representative. Man was made a living soul. Okay, so Adam, the first man of Jesus, man as his representative. Remember what the word I just showed you? Yasha? Let's go to John chapter 3. Watch this. Jesus said, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Look at the word Jesus. Right here, Iesus, see it? Of Hebrew origin, 3091, say it right here, Yehoshua. So let's click on this, watch this. It's Yehoshua. The Yeho part is this right here, Hebrew word 3068. If I just hover my mouse, you'll see it says the self-existent eternal Jehovah. And then look right here, this Shua right up part, the Shua part, Hebrew word 3467, ready? Yasha. To open wide, to be free, to be safe, avenging. See, I am absolutely the V for vengeance guy. I told you. That's why he had me deliver the message to the twin female system. Because the twin female system is what caught everybody in the snare. That's what ensnared everybody and turned everybody into like this right side up, upside down paradigm. That's what did it. So we come in, doesn't matter if you're a girl and you have female genitalia, doesn't matter. If you're a guy with male genitalia, doesn't matter. The system is twin female. You get your own evil doppelganger, period. And then when you get converted, your eyes become single, folded together. You get it? They're done. They are done. It's so awesome. Yeah, there it is. See, Yasha. Now let's go back to Luke. So Jesus is a self-existing eternal Jehovah who opens, and the word that opens right here is 3467, and it's Yasha, to open wide or free, to be safe, avenging, to rescue, get the victory, salvation. There it is. Look right there. There it all is. Okay, now back to Isaiah 61. There we go. We haven't even gotten to Luke yet, guys. Isaiah 61. Ready? Back down we go. Let's see. Here we go. Here it is. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Who's the Lord? The self-existent eternal Jehovah. Remember, I just showed you that's who Yehoshua is. Yehoshua is the self-existent eternal Jehovah that saves. Yasha. Okay, watch. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, the self-existent eternal Jehovah. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he hath clothed me. Look, I want to show you something. My soul shall be joyful in my God. See, a lot of people say, oh, it says Elohim there. Yes, it does. It is also a generic word for God. But our God is the self-existent, eternal Jehovah Elohim. Big difference. He's the one. He's the singularity that exists all on his own. And we're the Elohim. We're many in one. And if you want eternal life, you got to turn back to him. It's that simple. That's what being on the rock is. You know that there's a twin system. And you turn back and the two become one. And instead of being the twin towers turning into the one world freedom tower and Satan occupying that, and this is their turf, they're going to get their turf right now. That's what's going on. But it's going to be all hell breaking loose. So you don't want to be part of what's coming now. It's the opposite. It's going the other direction. Okay, here it is. I'm going to calm down. I will greatly rejoice, you better believe it, in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me. Look at this, clothed me. To wrap around, to put on a garment for oneself. Now, remember this. Who's Lucifer? Who's Lucifer in this system? He's the anointed cherub that covereth. Covereth with what? A host body. That is your prison. But you're going to get a glorified body. We all get glorified bodies. We get the same inheritance as Jesus. So what happened to Jesus? He was destroyed and he rose from the dead in a glorified body. We all get the same thing. Watch. It says, he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Look at the word salvation. Yesha right here, right? Liberty, prosperity. What is it from right here? Yasha. There it is. To be open, wide, or free, to be safe, avenging, deliver, to rescue, to be safe, having salvation, savior, get the victory. There it is. He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Rightness, rectitude. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For the earth bringeth forth her bud, see her, and as the garden causeth things that are sown in it to spring forth, so shall the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. See, redoubled is everything. I told you, it's right there. It's everything. See, because we get made, instead of there being two different Johnnies in opposition to each other, an angel and a demon talking, it's like, dude, the demon is gone. The line to the pit has been cut. The worm that was feeding off me is done. It's dead. It doesn't mean that the flesh won't try and draw you back in. The flesh is inherently evil, and it will always try and do that. But you don't have to obey it anymore. You can just say, no, turn to Jesus. The Bible says temptations will come, but with the temptation, there will be a way out, a means of escape. And you will not be tempted beyond what you can, you know, you can endure. So there's always an escape. So you got to reach for that escape. You know, I know people that know that there's an escape sometimes, and they choose not to go for that escape. The Lord will let you get away with that a few times, but then after a while, he's going to smack you down if you don't take the way of escape. It's kind of like going up rungs of a ladder. You know what I mean? If sometimes people get to the same rung and they fall again, that happens a lot. But then what he'll do is he'll say, okay, it's time to get past this rung. And so he'll make it hurt. I've been there. So, yep, he'll make it hurt. But then you'll say, okay, got past that one. So anyway, so there's Isaiah 61. And now you know for sure that I am the V for Vengeance guy, because I was here to uncover the twin female system. Why? Look, let me just show you this. Ask yourself this question. Let's start with the point of the origin of their system. There's the Vatican right here. Here's the Vatican. There's the nose of the serpent right here. There's the split tongue sidewalk. There is the split tongue sidewalk right there in red. There is the head of the serpent wearing a crown. The building next to it is a serpent wearing a crown. So I'm going to ask you this. Yes or no? It's a yes or no answer. Are those two buildings built to resemble two snakes? It's a yes or no. There's the answer. The answer is yes, they are. Okay, next question. Is that altar right there, is that built to resemble a dead sheep? It's a yes or no. This big golden sheep right here, can you see it? Eye, nostril, teeth, ear. So is this built to resemble a sheep? It's a yes or no. Yes, it is. So you have the twin serpent system, the twin female system, and the mouth of that sheep, I mean the mouth of that serpent, is that window. It's a yes or no answer. Was that a sheep? If I simply draw it in that way, does that resemble a penis ejaculating a seed with semen running down with a bunch of angels? It's a yes or no answer. The answer is yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. If you invert that same image, and here it is, and I colored it in pink, is that the female reproductive system? It's a yes or no. Yes, it is. Okay, so now I've shown you absolute proof that the two buildings at the Vatican and Audience Hall, the Vatican and Audience Hall are both serpents, and that the Lord God showed me it's parthenogenesis, it's virgin genesis, and it's twin female, and that's the system that started. And that is made evident by things like the Women's March in Austin, where these two lunatics dressed as vaginas said, when they were asked, how long did it take you to make your costume? They said, since the beginning of time. And the other girl said, we're source material, it's where you come from. So there's the proof that the Women's March. Here's more proof. Here's Debbie Harry cutting out her own heart out of her cake and eating it, representing the twin female system. Marina Abramovic, same thing. Here's the Ian Bud Light commercial where he's taking no party. All these twin females. He said, everyone here is a twin. It's a no-brainer at this point. Madonna comes up from the pit. She has an X over one eye, representing that's the female energy eye, and the whole system is X, and she has an insect on her dress, and there's a female hatching from the insect. Is the Egyptian pantheon of gods, the queen of like the underworld death, is it Mut, the primordial goddess of fertility with twin serpents on her head? She's the primordial goddess